KVOE live and local. Good morning, 824. It is 45 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're very pleased to be joined this morning for our Newsmaker 2 segment by Rosetta Fields in to talk about the Quilts of Gratitude Quilt Project. Rosetta, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Glad to hear it. Well, thanks for carving out a couple of moments to join us on our Newsmaker 2 segment. And people did hear me right. It is Quilts of Gratitude. And we've had to do a little name adjustment here, haven't we?
Well, you know, it seems like you always have to make some kind of adjustments in your life. And we didn't want to step on the Quilts of Valor National Foundation. They have a, what do you call it, when you can't use their...
trademark, yeah.
They have a trademark for Quilts of Valor, and you can't use that for fundraising. So you and I got together, and you thought of Quilts of Gratitude, and it's a darn good name.
Well, and that's what we'll use. We are not changing anything but the name. We, of course, have tickets available for people to make a donation and win a beautiful patriotic... Tell you what, a gorgeous, patriotic, locally made quilt to help out the Quilts of Gratitude quilters as they provide these quilts to veterans during All Veterans Tribute Week annually. So it's a very good cause. And let's talk a bit about this quilt again, Rosetta. Talk about the pattern, the theme. How'd you come up with that?
Well, we're always looking for new patterns as a quilter, and Sandy Humphreys Kearns had gone shopping, and she came across this pattern. It's called Thank You Troops, and we were looking at it and thought it'd be an awesome quilt to make. And the front has, I mean, I can't even tell you how many two-inch squares on it, and each block has 64 two-inch squares, and some of those squares are half-square triangles, so I think there's about 80 pieces of material on each square, and we've got 12 squares, so there's a lot of material there. And then, of course, the back. We picked out the backing before we left Hamilton when we went up on our little shopping trip, and darn if that back from Nikki B's didn't just go perfectly with it, and it's a showstopper.
Now, on top of that, too, Rosetta, you have, you know, the people are going to look, I think, from afar at the pattern, but when they step up close and they see a lot of the stitchery that's involved, that's impressive of itself.
Very much so. Sharon Hoskins did the quilting on that, and it is beautiful. And when I was at the chamber the other day giving a little presentation for Quilts of Gratitude, the girls down there said, I love the way there's a star over the veteran's heart on the back of that quilt. Well, of course, when you're quilting the front of it, you can't see how the back of it's looking till you're done with it, and it just worked out beautifully that there's a star right over the veteran's heart in that panel, and it's a beautiful panel, and I think it's Nikki B should get on the stick and have some of those printed up, because I think quilters are going to want them, or people are going to want them for T-shirts.
Well, it's going to a great cause, and this all came about. Rosetta was in for an interview just prior to the Quilts of Valor presentations going on last year, and told me that the money that all of the local quilters use from a pair of the Quilters Guilds who've been doing these quilts for many years came out of their own pockets. So we thought it'd be a good idea, at least I did, to try to raise some money to give to the quilters who really make the Veterans Day when they receive these quilts. It is really a thing of beauty when you see the donations of the quilts and the presentations made at the presentation during All Veterans Tribute Week each and every year. So all the money raised, because we're giving you an opportunity to win this beautiful, patriotic, locally made quilt, and a donation of $5 for one ticket or $10 for three, and you could possibly be the winner of this quilt. We'll draw for the winner coming up on May the 30th. And as Rosetta mentioned, the quilt is on display at the Trestler Business Center at the Chamber, 719 Commercial. So how much money worth of materials went into this?
We have almost $500 in material, $490-some, and 200 hours, Ron. So there's a lot of money and a lot of hours that went into this quilt.
So when you made your presentation last Wednesday to this group, what was their reaction when they saw the quilt?
Well, they thought it was pretty awesome, and they were from Burlington, and they were on a mystery bus trip, and that was part of the trip, was to stop and see that quilt. And there was some interest that possibly Burlington might want to start a project of their own, and we offered to go down and help them if they wanted to get started, you know, do their own thing down there. But they were all, we sold a lot of tickets that day, Ron.
It's a beautiful quilt. So, yeah, you can get your tickets at the Chamber and also at the KVOE studios and at 1420 C of E Drive. Please stop and make your donation and possibly win this beautiful, patriotic, one-of-a-kind, locally made quilt. And a little later on, we'll have this on display at Waters True Value as well. And we'd like to thank Mark at Waters and Gary at Brust Sports Bar and Grill for their help, and also Stan down at Printing Plus for all of his support with this project that is taking place until just about the end of May. So I can't thank you enough, Rosetta, for all the time and effort that went into this quilt. It is a thing of beauty. I just can't believe how gorgeous it turned out.
It turned out awesome. And, you know, I just want to take this opportunity to thank all of you guys there, and Stan and Gary and Mark, because we probably wouldn't have done this without you. Your little brainstorm there has really produced a thing of beauty, and we're real proud of it.
Well, thank you for your time. I know we're going to have you back again, and maybe some we'll get some of your quilter friends in here, too, to talk about all that went into this, because it really is something spectacular that people need to see and need to donate to. Rosetta, as always, we thank you for your time.
Thank you, and you have a super good day.
All right, Rosetta Fields, Quilts of Gratitude. Please, if you have not seen this, I know we had it posted on our website, but it's on display at the Chamber, and you can get your tickets to win this Quilts of Gratitude. And again, 100% of the proceeds will go to the quilters here locally that do the quilts for the veterans each and every All Veterans Tribute Week. Great cause there. It is. KVOE Live and Local, 832, 45 degrees. Stay tuned. Headlines on the way.
Got weeds? Shella's Lawn Care has the solution. They offer complete lawn care from weed control and fertilizing to total renovation. Their professional staff strives to help you have a lawn that's the envy of the neighborhood. Shella's Lawn Care has served the Emporia and surrounding area for over 30 years and is voted best of the Flint Hills. For solutions to your lawn problems, call the professionals at Shella's Lawn Care, 342-3990. That's 342-3990. Enhancing your outdoor living experience.
At Clint Boyer Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram,